Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perichav Aleph Mishnah Alef Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chosas Abbas Rachel Shishib Zecher Avin Joseph Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. And we're going to discuss a number of different things that sometimes have a base kibul and sometimes do not. So maybe they lose their status of being Kalim when they don't have a base kibul anymore. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Sandal Imki, a sandal that's from this place, is basically a flat piece of leather that has no base kibul, but then it's wrapped around the foot and tied on with strings. So at that point in time, it has a base kibul. The moment those strings are undone, it loses its base kibulness and becomes flat again. And Kis Shel Shnatzos, a purse with schnutzos, those are drawstrings, is basically a flat piece of leather as well that has a bunch of loops. A string is woven through them, and then when the string is pulled, that closes up this piece of leather, creating like a purse or a pouch of sorts. So Yehuda Imer, he adds on af kfifa mitzris, even kfifa mitzris, which is like a wicker basket that's woven with a bunch of palm branches. Rav Shimon Gamliel Imer, he adds on af sandal ladiki kiyotz bahen, and this sandal ladiki is similar to all these kalim. Hare ilu metamin umetarin shalei ba'uman, they enter a status of tuma and lose their status of tuma even without an uman. Means a very simple act. When the string is pulled and it's in the shape of a kli, it could be makabel toma, and the moment the string is undone and it becomes flat and it's not a kli anymore, so now it's tahar, meaning it's not makabel toma. And we don't need an uman, we don't need a craftsman, an expert for that. However, Omer Yisrael argues and says, well, I call a kelim tamim tarin shleba uman. All kelim could become tame or tar without an uman. Anybody can make a kli, he doesn't have to be an expert. A random guy can take a couple pieces of wood and nails, bang it together, and make some haphazard box of sorts. That's considered a kli and could be makabel toma, and if he breaks it apart, it wouldn't be makabel toma, and he's not an uman at all. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, Aval Elu, these, Afal Pishen Mutarin, even if they're undone completely, Tmeyin, they still give Makabel Toma. Why is that? Shahadid Yochal Achziram. That's because even a regular simple person who's not an expert, he's very easily able to put those strings back in and once again make it into a Kli. Therefore, even though right now this piece of leather is flat and it's not in the shape of a Kli, it's still able to Makabel Toma. Loi Amru El B'Kvifa Mitzris, this Deno Tanakama was only said with the Kvifa Mitzris' wicker basket, Sha'afa Uman, Eno Yochal Achzira, that if the piece are removed, undoing it, even a uman, a craftsman, is not able to put it back, so then, if somebody undoes it, it's not able to makabel tome anymore. We want the Mishnah Beis, we continue discussing one of these things, kis shel shnatzos shenitlu shnatzov, this drawstring purse or pouch, that the strings were removed, tome, it's still able to makabel tome, and that's even according to Tana Kama, the previous Mishnah, and this referring to a situation that even though the strings were completely removed from the loops, they're sewn to the piece of leather, and therefore, it's not considered completely undone, and that's what's able to makabel tome. However, nifshat, if it's completely undone and the strings are not attached at all, tahar, then it's not even makabel toma because it's not a kli. Now let's say tala alves hamatlis milamaton. Let's say he took a matlis, which is like a patch of sorts, and he connected that to the underside of this piece of leather. Tame, it's even makabel toma because it does somewhat have its sur of a kli, even though it's completely opened up and the strings haven't pulled it tight. On to another discussion. Kis l'sech kis shenitma echem mehen b'mashke. If we have one pouch inside the other and only one side of them is sewn to the other, so they're not really 100% connected, and only one of these pouches became tame with liquid, loinit mechaveiroi, the other one doesn't become tame, because we know that Thomas Mashkin, the fact that tame liquid could make a kli tame, is only dirabanan, and since these two pouches are not fully connected, only the one that was touched by the liquid becomes tame. Another din, sror hamargalis, tame, the pouch of a pearl is tame. This is referring to a small piece of leather that a pearl was placed in, was wrapped around protecting it, and then tightened, left like that, and then after some time the pearl was removed, but because it was in that position for such a long time, it still retained its pouch shape, even though it's not sewn at all, that's able to be makabel toma. However, tsror hamois, a pouch for money, which is basically the same idea. Money was placed in a piece of leather which was wrapped around it. So Rebbe Lezer says that could be makabel toma because that's the same thing as the previous one. Whereas Chum Matirin, the Chum say it's not makabel toma. That's because the money is constantly being taken in and out, in and out, and this piece of leather is often undone, losing its shape, and therefore it's not like the tsror hamargalis, and so that's why it's not going to be makabel toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Gimel and Dalid, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.